From Shaw and Partners this Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Talk to me about the price indexes. What have we got? Is it tomorrow we get the inflation, don't we?
Yeah, you get the inflation tomorrow. So inflation, the focus locally this week for us here in New Zealand. So yeah, Q2 or the second quarter CPI due for release tomorrow. On Friday, Stats New Zealand released the June update of the selected price indexes. Now, these indexes represent just under 50%, I think it's 47%, of the inputs to the quarterly CPI. And the main implication or the takeaway from Friday is that those indexes sort of now complete the inputs that people have into their forecasts for that second quarter CPI, where that will fall. Now, I'll run through those forecasts tomorrow morning, Mike, so they're nice and fresh in people's minds prior to the release. But most forecasters sort of have nudged up their Q2 pick just a tiny little bit as results of Friday, which Friday's numbers, which were a little bit stronger than expected. What were they? Well, food prices, as ever, get the most attention because last I looked, food prices do affect everyone. Annual price growth for the food category running at 2.5%, which is quite a big fall from annual food price inflation to May, which was 3.2%. So some good news there. But you sort of look at your staples, meat, poultry and fish, you know, all the proteins, they're up 6.2% year on year. Milk prices also, Mike, have just been marching relentlessly higher, increasing every month for the last 2 years, up 0.6% for the month of June. Fruit and veggies up 2.3%. Housing rental growth, that's part of the select price indexes, rose 0.1%, still reflecting that there is no real pressure on rents at the moment. And obviously the main one that we're interested, fuel prices. Look, they rose in the quarter, obviously, because you've got the sort of Middle East conflict in there, but they did fall in June. Petrol prices down 4.2%, diesel down 12.1%. But you want the real picture there. You've got to sort of zoom out a little bit and look at the year-on-year numbers, 23.6 and 57.1%. respectively, and this is obviously the point of most uncertainty now, Mike, given the escalation of the Middle East conflict. But more basics, electricity and gas annually up 10.8, 11.4. And I think if you can sort of sit back and reflect on these numbers, Mike, you can see that from the point of view of cost of living, because everyone talks about this cost of living crisis, the essentials, so things like energy and protein, they are rising far higher than headline inflation. So right, people are feeling it on those basics, but we'll talk about the big number tomorrow morning.
Exactly. Now, tell us who SKC are and why this matters.
Sky City Entertainment Group, Mike. This is the NZX announcement that came out on Friday. So Sky City Entertainment Group, and I think this is quite an interesting announcement. They confirmed the expected sale of 99 Albert Street and a bunch of investment properties in Victoria Street have gone unconditional. So Sky City has been trying to sell assets. It needs to raise cash and reduce debt. So this is a good step in the right direction. Now, the consideration is $74.5 million. But the couple of really interesting points here. Firstly, Mike, the purchases are local. So it's a JV between Mainland Capital, it's a Christchurch-based commercial property fund manager, and Russell Property Group. So they are locals buying this. And secondly, and our apologies to those who are outside of Auckland, because this is going to be a little bit Auckland-centric. This is an area of the Auckland CBD that's been hit really hard by a couple of things. You know, there's been a shift in the centre of town down to the waterfront, but also the development of the City Rail Link. And as you will be aware of, it's made a mess of that part of town.
Correct.
For years.
Years.
But they've now got the real possibility that this area could be revitalised when the CRL actually opens, because you've got a vote of confidence here by locals in this area. I mean, Mike, I started work in this area, believe it or not, 39 years ago on the corner of Wellesley Street and Queen Street. And it was the... yeah, I know, it's a long time, isn't it? So back in last century...
you keep telling me you're only 42.
Oh, child prodigy. But look, it was the centre of town, Mike. It was the centre of town. And then everything shifted towards the waterfront, but the pendulum could be swinging back. We also saw a little pop in the share price for Sky City. So I actually think that's quite a little good news story just lurking in the background.
Exactly.
There.
For what it's worth, I'm very bullish on Auckland. I think it's turned the corner. Right, yep. What are the numbers?
Well, it's not great because, you know, we've got problems in the Middle East, and I think that's going to be a story for this week. But the Dow Jones on Friday fell 406 points, about 0.75%, 52,146. The S&P 500 was down 1%, 7457 the close there, and the NASDAQ 25,520, it was down 1.4%, 361 points. So people getting a little bit concerned. The FTSE 100 gained 0.25%, 10,600. The Nikkei, Asia got really hit hard. The Nikkei got hit 4% on Friday, 2,694 points, 64,141 the close there. The Shanghai Composite down 3%, down 118 points, 3,764. The Aussies lost 0.5%, 44 points, 8,794. But Sky City actually helped our index on Friday, and we gained 80 points, 0.59%. 13,694. Kiwi dollar, 0.5836 against the US, 0.8360 Aussie, 0.5106 Euro, 0.4340 against the pound, 94.70 Japanese yen. Gold is trading just over 4,000, 4,017. And Brent crude pushed up to $88.10. And, you know, there's still the possibility that I don't think it's going to come down a lot this week. No. While there's a lot of missiles being lobbed.
We will catch up tomorrow. Andrew Keller, his Shaw and Partners.